I heard about that number a lot as I was going into it, and I really didn't know what it meant to me personally or what to do with it. It wasn't until I was in the studio for like the second time I started thinking about 10. And that's where I kind of started thinking more about like the 10th album maybe should be not a collection of, you know, greatest hits album, but like a greatest styles and sounds of my previous albums all on one record. You know, like an album that collected the little areas I've tried to carve my little thing out of. So like obviously, you know, radio country or the hits that people know for me on the radio, whatever those that style is, trying to do something new or different. But then also my love of bluegrass and 90s country and the fun songs on this record, that would be Beer at My Funeral. You know, some of the more traditional songs too. I really wanted those on here. You know, again, it gets weird. It goes back to my, it's a lot like my first album. I didn't mean to do that, but my first album had some stuff that was different, but also had some shuffles. It had ended on a bluegrass song with Del McCurry, and this one ends with a Billy Strings bluegrass song. And so I wanted to make an album, my 10th album, to be something I could be like, hey, this is like me doing what I do, all the little things that I love about country music on one album. It's not a greatest hits, but it's a collection of, you know, of my sound and my styles, and hopefully done the greatest I've done it before, if that makes any sense. So that's what the 10th thing ended up becoming, a little bit of a theme for me as far as like trying to make it a collection of all those styles and sounds.